Jessica, let's start off by talking about what is happening with a number of counties in New Mexico, including Otero County, who have passed legislation stating that they would not require sheriffs to enforce gun control policies. Can you share with us what exactly is happening with these counties?
So let me just start by saying that the House has already advanced these gun bills. They voted on them and pushed them through. And right on the heels of Otero County passing a resolution basically saying that they will not require their sheriffs to enforce these laws, the governor took to Twitter to say that there were important pieces of legislation that really should be gaining support that aren't. She did call a majority of the counties and the elected sheriffs of those counties, quote unquote, rogue, and said that they were fear-mongering, which we took to mean that she was saying there wasn't a particular understanding in these communities about what exactly they wanted to accomplish with these gun laws. Now, in response to that, the House GOP and the House Democrats had plenty to say. There has been a lot of talk about one particular piece of legislation which would remove guns from anyone who has had an order of protection placed against them. And they are saying they're using that as the foremost example of why this is important to protect the victims of those crimes of domestic violence and domestic abuse. Now, where this all plays out in the end, we're not quite sure. We can tell you that there's been a lot of speculation about whether or not these resolutions are even enforceable, if they can be upheld, if the counties can continue with their little rebellion, as the governor puts it. But they are in a pretty much state of flux. And the last count that I had was 22 counties in the state of New Mexico. Now, that might have gone up over the last few days, as a few counties were expected to vote on these resolutions. And in addition to that, it seems the cities of New Mexico have also decided to voice their opinion. Several of them have passed similar resolutions, although they're not called Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions. But they are also starting to make their voices heard on this particular issue.
Okay, Jessica, we'll stay updated with that story. Now, I want to move on. Alamogordo has a new acting city manager. What can you tell us about the new acting city manager there?
So Ryan Caesar was named interim acting manager to replace Maggie Palak, whose resignation was accepted during the last special meeting of the city commission. Now, Brian has had a number of years with the city, 20 plus, I believe, and he was, prior to being appointed assistant city manager last year, he was the public works director. Now, everyone we've spoken to speaks very highly of Brian. They say he's very level-headed, has plenty to offer this position in the interim while the commission searches for a replacement for Maggie Palak. So he's taken up his active duties now, and the commission has said that they will put into place a nationwide search for a replacement.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much for keeping us updated with that. We will talk with you next week on Alamogordo Now.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.